We were at the end. We were on Beagle Ridge, just outside Stanley, prior to the Power Ridge and the Booties coming up to Tumbledown and things like that. We were there like 10 days before the actual ceasefire. And what we were doing, we were plotting all the targets around Stanley, and then sending them back to the control center to engage them later on. And you know, it was coming to the point in time saying, you know, there's still a hell of a lot of troops down there, and what happens if we can't take Stanley? You know, because the aircraft, we could hear the Argentinian aircraft coming in and landing at Stanley Airfield, and we weren't sure whether that was resupply, more troops, or, you know, whatever. And there was a hell of a lot of troops down there. They could easily then branch out and then counterattack us, or come in from other places, because Argentina wasn't that far away. There was always that element that it wasn't going to be a walkover, and it, you know, what was going to happen if we couldn't take Stanley. And all of a sudden, after, you know, several nights of bombardment, several nights of engagement, several nights of attacking, all of a sudden, we said, oh, there's a white flag over there. And then we got the message, because we used to get Argentinian broadcasts on our radio. They used to intercept us and things like that. And it was words like, oh, we surrender. What? And then I think the reality of it came in. They just decided, we've had enough, and surrender. And it was, you know, that was a more of a shock than anything else. Because there was a hell of a lot of troops still down there.